Well, the final nail has been hammered into the coffin of the brand name Holden today. General Motors, its American parent company, has announced it'll be winding down operations in Australia and retiring what for some was a keystone of Australia's identity and a one-time giant of Australian manufacturing. Around 600 jobs will be lost, just the latest in a long story of decline for Australian vehicle manufacturing, with the federal government saying it was caught off guard. Alex Tai reports on Holden's road from icon to oblivion.
We love football meat, pies, kangaroos and Holden cars. Football meat, pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
That's football.
It was an iconic jingle for an iconic Australian brand. Holden dominated the Australian car industry throughout the 20th century and was a top-selling car brand in Australia until as recently as 2002. Gerald McDornan is a Holden superfan and worked with the company's motorsport program for 17 years.
You know, it was 29th of November 1948 when Ben Chipley, with the first Holden, rolled off the production line at Fisherman's Bend that said, you know, here's Australia's car, she's a beaut.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are!
It was easy to forget that it was all based on an American company.
We love baseball, hot dogs, apple pie.
And now that American giant behind Holden, General Motors, has announced that Holden will go.
GM assessed the investment required, including that for future product, over the next few years and beyond the current business plan, for Holden to rebound and be competitive and sustainable in the long term. Regrettably, despite the tireless work of many good people, the business case could not meet GM's investment thresholds.
3 years ago, Holden and Toyota were the last manufacturers to stop making cars in Australia. Holden kept jobs in engineering and design. Today, most of those jobs will go, around 600 of them, and the Holden brand will be retired. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he was disappointed but not surprised by the decision.
Of course I'm disappointed, not surprised, but I think the fact that they took money from Australian taxpayers for all those years just to let the Holden brand wither on their watch, I think is disappointing. And I think at the end of the day, it showed that throwing all that taxpayers' money at them, at the end of the day, they were never going to respect it.
Scott Morrison says the company should have the share of the blame for the closure of the Holden brand. Earlier today, Karen Andrews, the Minister for Industry, says the government was blindsided by the announcement and were only told of the decision a few hours before it was made public. It's a stark contrast to 2013, with some saying that the departure of General Motors from Australia was guaranteed after then-Treasurer Joe Hockey dared the company to come clean on its plans for car making in Australia.
And why are we in a position today where the third manufacturer, Holden, is refusing to confirm it is around for the long term, even though there is an additional $1 billion on the table?
He even went as far as to dare them to leave. And shortly afterwards, Holden did exactly that, closing its manufacturing in 2017, citing the high Aussie dollar and high costs of production in Australia. But there are also those who place plenty of blame on Holden's recent marketing decisions. Gerald McDornan, the Holden superfan.
Rather than encapsulate or put their arms around Holden's loyal customers and show them love and show them appreciation, they said, no, we're going to be prestigious and we're going to chase after the Mercedes market. And they got their market wrong. And as I said, they should hang their heads in shame.
So what happens now? Holden says that it will look after those employees who are being laid off, but it will be leaving a gap in Australia's culture. Royce Kermelovs is the author of The Death of Holden, about the 2017 closure of the company's manufacturing plant.
The Holden brand has existed in Australia for something like 150 years. It began as a saddlery on King William Street in Adelaide, and it just developed since then. The best way of summing it up is the Holden car was our car. It was the car that we made, that we drove. That for many symbolizes their ability to be independent and to, you know, and to be able to move in a country that is so vast. And so when we lose a car like this, this is what people think of and this is what people find shocking.
Yeah, and now it's gone.
Royce Kermelovs is the author of The Death of Holden, speaking with Alex Tai, and I personally have strains of Kingswood Country floating through my head.